So let's review. Today we began the third parak on bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Mud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Mutar lefon of Misha Meisai. The Mishnah began by discussing halachas regarding someone whose Meisai mutar lefon of. His deceased relative lies before him awaiting to be buried. Such a person who is known as an Oinin is potter from Kriya Shema and Tefillah and all other mitzvahs, as are the people at the funeral who are engaged with carrying the mita and those that are in line to comfort the mourners. Rashi compared this to a chassan's exemption from Kriya Shema, which connects this Mishnah to the Mishnah on Tezayin Amud Aleph. Just as a chassan is potter because he's preoccupied with the mitzvah of consummating the marriage, so too an oinin is potter because he's preoccupied with the mitzvah of burial. Rashi also holds that an oinin just has an exemption, but if he chooses, he is allowed to say brachas and presumably to do other mitzvahs. However, Taisis and other Rishonim disagree. They hold, and the halacha follows their view, that an oinin is not allowed to do mitzvahs, either because it might distract him from his responsibility to arrange the burial, or because engaging in any other mitzvah would be an affront to the mess. Although from the words of the Mishnah it would seem that this exemption applies only to someone who is meisei mutar lefonav, his dead relative lies directly in front of him, Rav Ashi, however, explains that the term should be understood in the larger sense of any oinin who is responsible for the burial. Kivin shemutar lelav lekavrei, kemutar lefonav dami, that since he carries that responsibility, it is as if the dead body lies before him, demanding his attention. We also learned that a similar exemption applies to the shomrim, the people who engaged in watching the body and guarding it from rodents. They are also exempt from other mitzvahs. But if there are two of them, then they should take turns, with one shomer guarding the body while the other one davens. If, however, they're on a boat, then according to Ben Azai, there is no issue of rodents, and they can both leave the body alone while they daven. The Chacham, however, they disagree. They hold that even on a boat, a dead body had to be guarded from rodents and cannot be left alone. The Gemara went on to discuss the respect with which human remains have to be treated while being transported from place to place. Tan Rabban, Hamoylech Atzamis Mimakim Lamakim. If the body of a deceased is being transported on the back of a horse, the rider is not allowed to put the bones in a saddlebag and ride astride them, as this would be considered disrespectful unless, the Brisa points out, he's in danger and riding for his life. The Brisa concludes by teaching that those same halachas would also apply to someone transporting and traveling with a sefer Torah. Another halacha that we learned was that one should not wear tefillin or read from a Torah while within 4 amos of a grave or a dead body because it is considered loy l'rush, a mockery of the dead who unfortunately can no longer do any mitzvahs. Also, someone who sees a levaya where the body being transported and fails to join the procession is also considered a loy l'rush. Likewise, allowing your tzitzis to drag on a grave is also considered as a loy l'rush. Rav Chiya and Rav Yoinasin have a shakli va'azli bebeis ha'kfaris. Rav Yoinasin and Rav Chiya were walking through a cemetery. Have a shakti etchelted Rav Yoinasin. When Rav Chiya noticed that Rav Yoinasin's tzitzis were dragging along over the graves, Rav Chiya felt that this was not proper since the souls of the departed are aware of the going-ons in this world. He therefore suggested that he lift his tzitzis. However, Rav Yoinasin held that it was not a problem, as it says in the pasuk, Hameisim enim yoyde me'uma, the dead are not aware of what goes on in this world. Rav Chiya responded by telling him that he did not understand the meaning of these words and explained that those words are referring to the idea of Rishoim b'chayim kruin mason, that even while alive, the wicked are considered dead. The Gemara then presents 3 different incidents in great detail covering most of Amud Beis in an attempt to prove that the souls of the departed are indeed aware of the going on in this world. However, each proof is rejected and the Gemara suggests that while B'tzayra did hu yada, that they may be aware of their own suffering, however, they may not be aware of the pain of others. Also, Dilma Inish Achrina Shachiv Amalahu, maybe someone who just recently died informed them of what is happening in this world. Or maybe Duma Kodim Amachris, the angel in heaven, made an announcement ahead of them that someone will soon be joining them in heaven, especially if that person is highly regarded, which is presumably how Shmuel's father knew that Shmuel will soon be dying. The Gemara at the end of our daf tells us that Rabbi Yonasan indeed did change his mind on this issue. The Omer B'Shmuel Banachmeinu Omer B'Yonasan, Minayin L'Meisim Shemisapim Zem Zeh. From where do we know that the souls of the departed converse with each other about the goings on in this world? Shenemer, like it says in the Pasuk, V'yoymer Hashem Elov Leymar. And Chazal tell us, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Hashem told Moshe Beinu, Lech emor lehem l'Avram l'Yitzchuk l'Yakov. Go tell the others, Avram, Yitzchuk, and Yaakov, who obviously had passed away long before, that Shvuish and Nishbati, lochem kvar kiyamti levenechem, that Hashem has fulfilled His promise to their children.